Welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And today we are kind of in our part three of growing up, I guess, but we're talking about high school.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one because it's kind of like
everyone... We were not in high school at the same time at all. So yeah. It's like we did not experience these things together.
Yeah, so I went to high school from 2006 to 2010, so I graduated 2010.
Yeah, and then I started 2010 and graduated in 2014.
Yeah, yeah, so it's very, like, completely different, just times of our lives, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But,
we never seen each other go through...
Yeah.
Like high school.
I have no idea what your high school experience really was.
Yeah. Cause... You'd be jealous.
Well, you guys will learn from this. Like, we are very opposites in high school, I would say. I was very, like, I guess you could say not, like, shy, but I was,
You were introverted, but with your friends, you were good.
Yeah, like, very extroverted with my group of friends, but as a whole
to your group
high
of
school,
friends.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you were just, like...
Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, you were out there. So we're just going to kind of take this episode kind of like bullet point style because there's just so many different aspects, I guess you could kind of go through. So it's kind of hard because like where we were in different like times of high school.
Yeah.
But
and
like
there's just like too many stories. Where do you even start? Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I guess just kind of a general, like for me, high school, like, so we went to a French high school. And in our city, so there's two French high schools. Mm-hmm. Ours was kind of like the newer one.
Yeah.
And basically, like, I'm horrible at French. Like, I swear, I probably should have switched to an English school.
But,
like,
thank God you didn't, because you're technically bilingual.
Yeah, and I fully understand when people speak French to me, but, like, and I can speak French, but, like, finding my words.
Yeah, now, especially because you moved to Fredericton, which is mostly English.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that was literally like the worst class for me. So I failed grade 10 French. So this made me in my senior year have to take two French classes at the same time.
Mm.
Literally the worst thing like of my life. Like one French class a day is enough because you had a French class every day.
Yeah.
But two every day, like that's 2 hours. Like, no thank you. Oh my God. But like loved math. I actually took extra gym class. I love gym. Mm-hmm. And, like, history. Like, nope, was not about history at all.
I love...
No.
Yeah.
Could not do that.
I mostly... So, French wasn't a huge issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely smarter than Felicia.
Yes, yeah.
Like, a little bit. But I took mostly all sciences. Mm-hmm. Love sciences. Maths were good. Again, I took extra gym classes. I played rugby throughout my 4 years of high school. So gym was just like an extra fun thing that kept me in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have rugby practice after.
Yeah, so kind of sports. So I did nothing in high school too. Like no sports, no like
You didn't
clubs.
Apply yourself.
I did not apply
That's
myself.
That's probably why you didn't like it.
No, I loved high school because I loved like my group of friends and stuff. It's just, like, I didn't have the need to, like, I'm not very athletic. Like, I enjoyed some gym things, but, like, don't get me running. Like, you know, those 30-minute things, like, going around in circles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, no.
Like, the beep test and that other
yeah,
test.
Yeah, like, give
there.
Me, like,
Cooper
tennis.
Test.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
And I was never that good
yeah.
at those things, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but, like, I just had no need for, like, clubs or sports or nothing. And, like, that's, I mean, I guess that's why, too, like, I didn't have... more of a general, like, sense of, like, friend groups. Like, I kind of stuck with my friends, and, like, that was kind
See,
of it.
See, it's so funny, because, like, my small, like, group of best friends did not play sports, were not
That's
in,
funny, yeah.
like, in the school spirit thing at all, right?
Yeah.
So then I was just very all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like, I had my little group of best friends, and then there was also, like, a group of guys that also, like, kind of associated with us and stuff. But then, like, me, myself, like, I would hang out with all the rugby girls. I would literally, like, talk and chill
Like, I don't
with
know about
everybody.
Everyone's high school, but, like, lunchtime. So, like, you got the tables, and, like, you sit with, like, your groups of people, but, like, you'd be the type that would, like, move from table to table. Like, that was, like, a normal thing for you.
Yeah. And it would just be different. Like, every year was kind of different. Sometimes I'd hang out with, like, I don't even know. I don't even associate, like... I don't even know what to call myself. I was definitely not one of the, like, popular... I don't want to call, like, popular prissy people. Because, like, yeah. you know, those people were cool, too. I was friends with those yeah. people as
you
well.
You were friends with, like, every kind of group.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I liked everybody. It was a good time.
So, yeah, in our senior year, you kind of, like, vote as people to be, like, the funniest person. Like, the most, like...
Oh, it's like a gala.
Yeah, kind of gala. Like, you had gotten voted.
I got the funniest 12th grade girl grad.
Yeah, so, like, that just kind of tells you a little bit about Brooke. And I got voted for nothing.
That's true. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time. And it's so funny, too, because Joey was runner-up for funniest guy grad in his year.
Really?
Yeah, Joey's 2 years older than me.
I can't see that.
I know, but Joey's like a class clown.
Yeah.
But he's very, like, shy and quiet mm-hmm. around family and stuff, other than me, I guess. But, like, in school, like, he was a little shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Doug was, like, the social one, like, kind of with, like, everybody, but, like, he had his small group, too. So yes. I would say he was very similar to, like, you.
Yeah. But the thing is, so if we were to jump in from that, like... Your friend group and you, mm-hmm. you guys went to a lot of parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I would say we were about, like, 12 girls or so and, like, 8 guys. Like, so when we got together, like, we mostly all got together. So mm-hmm. that was, like, 20 to, like, 25 people sometimes
yeah.
together for a party. So, like, that was pretty big gatherings. We had a couple parties at, like, our place, at Mom's. And there was another guy, Alan. He threw a lot of the parties because, like, his parents were just, like... literally the best. Like, yeah. they would hang out with us at the parties, too. So, it was so much fun. And, yeah, just... It was almost, like, every weekend or every other weekend.
There you
was
guys definitely had something going on.
Something. Yeah, like, there was either, like... If it was around the fall, we would do, like, a fall activity, like, Boo at the Zoo.
Yeah.
And we'd always hang out in the summer, like, even, like, once school was done and stuff like that. Yeah. And especially, like, once you get a car in high school, it's just, like...
Changes your life.
Oh, yeah. You can do so much more. But, yeah, parties, like... So, we had a couple at home,
yeah,
but...
I was not invited, because remember, I'm in middle school at yeah. this point, and I'm sitting on the top of the steps wanting to go in the basement and party with them. Well, like, just... I just want to be loved and invited. Yeah. And Felicia's at the bottom like, Mom, Brooke's sitting on the steps again.
Yeah.
But then some of your friends would come upstairs and chat with me, and I was living my best life.
Yeah, so our mom, so literally, like, at most of our parties, like, half of the girls would, like, go upstairs to the living room and, like, chat with mom about, like, all their life problems.
Mom was like that with my friends, too. Yeah. Like, everybody loved chatting with mom. She was just, like, very
easy to talk
to.
Well, she's a very open-minded person. Like, you can just tell her anything. Tell her anything. And she's just, like, chill.
Yeah, like, there was never any screaming happening. She was never, like... giving you the mom talk.
Yeah. And, like, know. She just, like, let us do what we wanted, which is nice. Like, I feel like we never, like, rebelled or, like, went, no. like, and snuck out of the house because, like, we couldn't do something.
But, like, do what we wanted is, like, saying, like, pretty big. I mean, like, she let us do.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we mention.
Wanted, but we also didn't want to do crazy.
No.
Ridiculous yeah. stuff. Like, we respected yeah. the realistics, you know what yeah. I mean?
And I guess another thing, too, with, like, the parties, like, I feel like I definitely, like, underage drank
yes.
a lot more than you did.
Yes. I didn't go to many parties. It just, like, wasn't my thing.
Yeah, like, it was a very big thing with our group of friends.
Yeah. But see, like, the people at my school, like, mm-hmm. well, in my grades and stuff, they would have parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just didn't really go much. Like, I really feel like I just, like, I feel like I, but the thing is I worked all throughout high school, too.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's one more thing. So I think it's like grade 10-ish. So once you hit like 16, you can start like working.
Yeah.
So my first job was at Sobeys. So I worked there.
Sobeys is a grocery store.
Yeah, in our town.
Yeah.
And so I worked there almost like, I think it was 6 years in total.
Yeah.
But like throughout high school, I worked mostly weekends. So yeah, that definitely like affected some of the parties, but you would definitely always just go afterwards yeah. too.
And I also worked at Sobeys.
Mm-hmm. I got you the job.
Yeah. And I started at 15. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. And I just worked a lot. I also feel, and this is ridiculous, and I feel like I never really told anybody this, but I feel like the reason why I didn't want to go to parties is because I knew people would overdrink and throw up, and I was not a fan
of
the throw
up.
That's true. Yes. And like, that is ridiculous to think about.
Yeah.
But I think that's literally why I just wasn't a fan of going to parties, because I'm like, I don't need people putting themselves through something to make themselves throw up.
Yeah, I have definitely thrown up at many parties.
Like, I've went to a few, like, obviously I've never not went to a party, but, like, I've went to parties and people have thrown up all over the walls.
Yeah.
And yeah. I called that 3 a.m. You gotta come pick me up. Someone threw up. I cannot be here. And yeah. He did. He came to pick me up.
That's so funny.
Like, and it's so funny because my friends still talk about that night. Oh, yeah, when we all had to clean up so-and-so's puke and Brooke just left. I goddamn well left. Yes. Or else I would have died. Yeah. Okay. So I called my dad and he came to pick me up and you guys cleaned up the puke because I cannot.
That's so funny.
Anyways, they talk about that all the time.
Yeah. And I guess, like, the other thing with parties, too, like, football was a big thing, like, for our high school. Like, the gatherings, like, people would get really dressed up and, like, paint their faces. And
like, the spirit type deal there. Yeah.
It was so much fun. And that was definitely something that happened. And even, like, hockey, but I feel like we didn't go many hockey games.
Football was, like, right at the beginning of the school year, right? So everybody was, like, really into it.
And everyone still, like, enjoyed going to school because it was the beginning.
No, for sure.
Yeah, and then, like, we went to a couple concerts growing up. Like, I would say, like, either, I think one of them was middle school, so we went to go see Nelly with our aunt, Deneen, and, like, that was
No, Nelly best. Was me and you. We went to see Shaggy. With Deneen.
Yes, Shaggy.
Oh my god. Oh, wasn't me.
Yes, and at the Shaggy concert, we actually went, like,
Backstage,
but it was kind of, like, side stage.
I was very much too young to go to a Shaggy concert.
It was so much fun, though.
I don't remember much. You would have been, like, a decent age, I guess.
Yeah, but...
But you gotta remember, I'm 4 years younger than
you. Yeah, but it was so much fun. And then, yeah, we saw Nelly. And then I went to a couple concerts with, like, a couple big groups of friends. So I saw, like, Rihanna and Akon and Sean Kingston and Carl Wolf. Like, those were some fun nights with some friends, for sure.
I feel like, you did a lot... I feel like you did a lot of outside of high school. You didn't do a lot of stuff inside high school.
Yeah. So what about, so for you, it was rugby. Like,
a lot. I played rugby for 4 years. It was super fun. I made so many friends. Mm-hmm. And it was just like...
Was it primarily like just in Moncton? Like, did you go... Like, I don't even know much about your rugby.
Because you weren't in high school anymore and you never came to see my games.
So at my time, like, I'm in college at this point, and like, this is when I meet Doug, so we'll get into this later, but like, I mean, at this point I didn't care about anybody else. I just, like, that first year is like a full love bubble, so
so we pretty much played all of the Moncton high schools, so French, obviously, there was the one French high school, and then a lot of English high schools, and then we did play Miramichi.
Oh, okay.
And then we had some tournaments, in Rossay, and then later on we went to Halifax and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was just a great time. Like, it's such a good, like, it's a team atmosphere, mm-hmm. and, like, you just feel so supported, and it's just so much fun. So I, for anybody who, I'm not going to go through the whole rugby, you know, explaining exactly what it is, but I was a forward, and forwards just have so much more fun than backs, because the backs, like, basically all they do is run, mm-hmm. and forwards get to, like, you know, pummel people, and it was a good time.
Take out aggression.
Yeah, and it was a huge help for my anger. Mm-hmm. So, like, my anger definitely, like, peaked in high school, and then I started going to anger management. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the rugby helped a lot with that. And
so was anger management full high school years? Like, did you take any, like, 3 years? 3 years.
3 years. 3 years. Mm-hmm. So 9, 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I feel like I didn't talk a lot about it.
Like, you just kind of briefly mentioned it in the first Q&A, I think.
Yeah. Anyways, but it was really good. Like, they came to the high school weekly. Anyways,
oh, it was right at the high school.
Yes.
Oh.
Anyways, it, it was, I don't even know how to explain it. I went through a few different people because I didn't like some of them. They just made me more angry. Dude, one girl goes, I think you're just putting all of the anger onto yourself. Like, you're your own problem. And I was like,
oh my God,
this is the last time we're talking. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, So there was, it's really hard to explain because she did come to the school, mm-hmm. but I also went to,
her, like, an office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was, that was only like a multiple
like extra occasions or something. Mm-hmm.
Like a handful of times, but most times she would specifically come to the school. But anyway, so I had that going on, but like I wasn't angry. Like, I was not an angry person. I was only angry specifically, like, for certain things, I guess, more at home. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, at school, it was great. Like, rugby was great. In my 12th year, I was captain. That was really fun. And, yeah, I just had a really good time. Like, mom and dad always came to my games.
Mm-hmm. I think I went to one.
Yep. But they were super supportive, like, mom always
probably because they couldn't do anything for me. Like they're like, Felicia's not getting involved with anything, we can't go support her. Oh great, Brooke's doing football rugby.
Mom would like sit on the sidelines freaking out, worrying I was gonna kill myself. But I gotta mention this one time because I laugh about it every time. So rugby season in high school is like April, May, and then early June. Anyways, and I remember those are like pretty rainy, dreary seasons. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time we had a game. It was our home field and it was pouring rain. And those were the best games for us mm-hmm. because you just like slip and slide all over the place in the mud, right? And like the tackles are super messy and it's just a good time. Anyways, but I remember we're warming up and we have no crowd. There is nobody there, okay? But then, like, we're warming up and there's just, like, one guy standing on the sidelines wearing, like, a full yellow, like, bright yellow rain jacket, like, with a hood and everything. And, like, we're warming up and people are like, and who is that creep? Like, why is he just standing there? Like, who is that? Why is somebody coming to watch? And it's dad.
Oh my God.
And I only noticed after. So, like, we're doing our thing. We're warming up. And I think he waved. And then I was like, dude, that's my dad. And everybody laughed. They were like, oh, that's so great. But I just remember that. And it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
But I definitely had a lot of fun. There was tons of practices. We practiced 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I was like pretty fit in high school for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe one of my regrets is not staying with it.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was a really good time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, once I hit 11th grade and 12th grade, we started morning practices at 6 a.m. So before classes on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one wanted to sit next to me on Fridays. I mean, we showered, but I was still disgusting and tired all day. And then game days were really fun. We wore our jerseys and everybody would like hype us up. And
oh, yeah.
I thought I was like a badass bitch.
Yeah.
But no, I just had a really good time in high school. Like,
that yeah. Was so I guess like one thing we haven't touched on yet is like boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. Those.
So, like, I feel like for myself, I didn't actually have, like, a boyfriend throughout high school, but, like, there was always a couple of guys that, like, I guess you could kind of call boyfriends, but, like, you never made it, like, official. Like, there was this one guy.
You were always flirty with a lot of different people.
Yes, I was very flirty. Like, I definitely went through so, our group of guy friends, like, there's 8 of them. Well, I was probably flirty with
6 out of 8 of them.
Yeah.
And the 2 other were gay. No, I'm just
But yeah, so there was this one guy, Maxim, specifically, like, so he's ended up who I went to prom with, but he was like, we were just always like on and off.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what it was. And if like after high school, we had went on a trip to Quebec and it was just like, I realized at that moment, like it would never work with him. Like, okay. I don't even know what it was. Like great friend and stuff. But yeah, throughout high school, it was just so many ups and downs. And then, like, where I worked at Sobeys, well, again, all of the guys there, well.
Oh God, Felicia was a serial flirter.
Yeah. Like, there was, I mean, you see a cute guy and, like, but, yeah, I definitely, like, I guess you could say more, like, dated-ish. So, one of my first, like, real boyfriends, I could say, like, was someone at Sobeys.
Yeah.
And
you were, like, older. You were, what, 19?
Well, so there was one, like, kind of end of high school, but still kind of more, like, afterwards. But, And then, like, there was just a couple. Like, there was one guy I dated that was 2 grades above me, I guess you could say. But, yeah, there was definitely, like, a lot of guys going on. But just, like, flirty, like,
yeah,
never fully never dated, like an actual stuff.
Boyfriend.
But one of like my most funny slash I don't know if I should be proud of this stories, but it was a Saturday, so I had one of a guys I was, I guess, talking with. So we hung out at the house, and it was like getting close to 3 or 4, and I had told him that I was going to see a movie with a girlfriend.
Oh, but my gosh.
He was actually dropping me off to go to a movie with another guy I was flirting with.
I cannot.
So, like, when he dropped me off, I was like, I swear to God, if this other guy is, like, waiting outside, like, how am I getting around this?
Felicia!
Because, like, I was like, well, he's already going to be driving that way. Like, he might as well drive me because I was going to get mom to drive
might me. Might as well drop me off at my next date. Thank you.
Like, I'm just horrible.
I am dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought of, like, I was trying to, like, think of, like, God. Stories and stuff. And I was like, I can't believe I did that.
I can't. Oh, my God. I also had a, like, group of guy friends, mm-hmm. and I chatted with a few of them, but never, like, Felicia. Yeah. I had, like, one big, like, first love, you know what I mean? And I feel like that kind of went through, like, 9th grade and 10th grade, mm-hmm. But we, like, never actually became a thing, but we talked a lot. Honestly, it probably started in 8th grade. He was my first kiss.
Yeah.
Anyways, but we never ended up actually being boyfriend and girlfriend. It's funny because in 12th grade, he actually asked me out on a date. And I was like, you know what? We're just too good of friends. It just...
You don't want to ruin it.
It would... yeah, don't want to.
And now, isn't he married with kids?
Married, or... and he's about to have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. So,
and then, so there's that. And then I did... Like, my first boyfriend was actually a part of that guy group too, Seb.
Yes, yeah.
Anyways, and he was so great. Like, he was, like, he had a lot of, like, I guess not parties, but, like, little gatherings mm-hmm. at his house that we would all hang out with.
We would have a lot of bonfires.
Bonfires, that's yes. what it mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, all of the guys would go and the girls would go, and it was just, like we had a really fun time. Mm-hmm. So, he was my first boyfriend. We were actually together for probably, like, 10 months
mm-hmm.
or so. Funny story. So, Seb was the first guy that actually met Dad. That was one of my boyfriends.
Introducing anybody to Dad.
Oh, I know, because, like... You just love Dad so much and you don't want to disappoint. And...
Oh, man.
Oh, anyways. So Seb, about to meet Dad for the first time, walks in. And Dad, thinking he's hilarious, goes, oh, you must be Hank. And, like, literally, as if, like, you know, I'm talking to somebody else named Hank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. And Seb thought it was also hilarious. Oh. But, like...
Dad with the dad jokes. Oh.
Oh, so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But he was definitely a good first boyfriend to have.
Oh my God.
I remember when we broke up, it was terrible. I broke up with him because I was, quote unquote, just bored with our relationship. And then after I broke up with him, I was like, oh, but he was a really nice guy. Why did I do that? And then I wanted to get back together with him. And he was just like, no.
Yeah.
And then I was like, devastated.
That's so funny.
So, yeah, that was pretty much it. But... and then, like, he was my first boyfriend, and then I had another boyfriend in college. That's the guy that I turned the power off on.
Yeah.
Go listen to our last episode if you want to know a bit more. And then,
your current
Joey.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I did chat with guys like in between, guys. Obviously, and I, you know, so.
Yeah, and I guess, like, in a way to, like, finish off high school, so like you have proms and graduation
mm-hmm.
but for me, so prom, so in 11th grade I went to a prom with one of like I guess like what would you say, like a family friend thing, like our dad is his godfather, so like we've just known him literally since we were babies, so I went to the prom with him. And they, like, had a huge after party, like, in a huge open field, because, like, it's literally in, like, the middle of nowhere. So, mm-hmm. like, parties down there are just, like, wild.
Yeah.
And he, at the time, actually had a girlfriend, but he had asked me, like, mid-school year to, like, go to prom, and, like, you can't just, like, break that off.
I feel like you definitely can.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
but
whatever.
He was such a nice guy that, like,
he would have never done that.
Yeah, she was there for, like, some photos, but then, like, she came to the after party, too. And I got really close with some of the guy friends there, too, and, well, dated a couple of those.
Serial flirted a couple of those, guys.
And then, like, so my 12th grade prom, so we, I had a couple friends there, too, and that year, too, we had a big, no, we didn't have a big party that year, but it was the year after, so I went to the prom the year after I graduated, because that was the year all my friends were graduating.
Yeah, so you were in 12th grade, and all of your friends were in 11th grade.
Yeah, yeah, that was the other thing. So, like, I had a small group of friends in, like, grade 9, so we were, like, 4 girls, and then one ended up moving to the Fredericton, and then, I don't really, like, we just kind of drifted apart in a way, and then I started hanging out more with, like, this group of
11th,
well, at the time, they were, like, 9th graders.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, like, went from there, so I stayed in touch with them, like, the year after high school, so then, like, I went to prom.
It's funny, because now I'm, like, still really good friends with some of those.
Yeah.
Those of your friends.
Because when Brooke went to high school in grade 9, all of my friends were in grade 12, so, like, they all knew Brooke from, like, the parties and stuff, and Brooke became really close with a couple, especially, like, Amy and Vanessa.
Yeah. They were really, really close, and Amy played rugby.
Yes.
Until I dislocated her collarbone in a practice. She tackled me, dislocated her collarbone, and then she couldn't play the whole season, and she still blames me for it.
That's so funny. And then you went to just your high school, like, your senior year prom.
So, senior year, I was supposed to go with Seb, and then we had broken up a few months before. Anyways, and it's so funny. So, when I was in 12th grade, there was a 10th grader, 11th grader. I can't remember if he's 1 year or 2 years. He was 2 years younger than me, but he, like, had skipped multiple grades because he's a genius. And anyways, and he was in a bunch of all of our classes, and he was so much fun, and everybody in our grade loved him. He was hilarious. And anyways, and I remember his name's Jesse. And I remember we had, like, a bunch of science classes together. And I'd be like, Jesse, are you going to come to prom with me? Because you're going to be so much fun. And he was just like, Brooke, are you serious? I'll definitely go to prom with you. So we went to prom, and it was just so much fun because it was a friend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an ex-boyfriend, or it wasn't a boyfriend at the time, right? And we just had so much fun. I didn't have to drag him along, or, like, he wasn't, like, attached to my hip because he knew everybody that was there. He held my phone in his pocket, and then he did his own thing. I did my own thing. Obviously, we got together as well, like, some dances and stuff like that. But, and it's so funny to think, because I graduated at 18 and he was, like, I'm pretty sure 16 or 15 when we went to prom. But he was so much fun, and everybody loved having him around. And anyways, definitely best
prom. Did you guys have an after party?
There was, like, none going on.
Yeah.
There was, like, 5 different after parties.
Oh, like, little groups and stuff.
Little groups and stuff. But I'm pretty sure I went home and slept.
Yeah, like, my senior year prom, so it was really just me, Maxim, and then Kayla and Dylan.
Yeah.
Because Kayla brought Dylan, and, I mean, Dylan and Maxim were friends. So it was really just us four dancing the whole time, and it was literally, out of the 3 proms I went to, that was probably the most fun, like, dancing-wise, because we were all so close friends.
Yeah.
Because the prom I went to the next year, everyone was just so focused at getting at the after party.
Aww.
So it was like, it was like an hour or so of dancing, and it was just like, okay, like, let's leave. And the after party was literally the best, though, out of all of them, because the whole grade was there.
Okay.
It was a huge bonfire. It was literally in the middle of the nowhere.
Yeah.
And you just, like, slept out in tents, or, like, people were sleeping in their cars. Like,
oh, that's fun.
It was a lot of fun. I don't even know where I slept that night.
We also, think about, like, it. Our high school didn't have any dances. Like, the only dance you had was prom. Yeah. So, but anyways, we had, our prom night was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
From what I remember, I mean, some people probably thought it was horrible, but I had a hoot and a half.
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, graduation is graduation. Like, we had a little graduation party the night before for one of my other friends. So, obviously, we drank, and, like, graduation is, like, at 9 a.m. on, it's, like, a Sunday. Like, who does that?
Especially when you're in high school.
Yeah, like,
oh, well. And it's all in French. So, like, I mean, whatever, it's fine for us, but, like, Dad and our Aunt Deneen and our
And, like, thankfully,
nanny.
Like, my grad class was only like 150 people.
I had a lot more.
And like Doug, his grad class was like, I swear to God, like 500 to like 800 people.
Oh, no.
Because it's Fredericton. Like, it's a huge English high school. Like,
I'd be like, no. What time is your name being called? I'll be there then.
Yeah, so.
But all in all, high school was a great experience. And I know some people have such a bad experience. Yeah. So I'm really happy that mine was fun. But
you definitely, I feel like, need a good group of friends. But, like, even that's hard, especially if, like, you're moving to a new high school and, like, finding, like, good friends. Yeah. Like,
I just wish I could explain to anybody and everybody that's ever having a hard time in high school, like, it does not matter.
No, gosh, in your life. Once you graduate, like...
Yeah, like, but the thing is all you think about when you're in high school is... That is your life. Yeah. Like, your whole life is high school. Mm-hmm. But after you're out of high school, it does not matter.
Yeah, like, you either start a job, go to college, go to university, and, like, you are going to meet so many different people.
You just don't think of it. Or you move away, too. Yeah, like, but I remember one time, Mom literally said, Brooke, it was probably when me and Seb had broken up, and I was really upset about it. She said, you know, like, things pass and move on, and you're, you know, high school is going to be a faint memory years to come.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you're gonna make it through this.
At least, see, we're recording this now and we still kind of remember. Because, like, in 10 years, you're probably like, what did we do in high school?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, and I'm sure there's, oh my God, there's so many stories I'm definitely missing.
Oh, yeah.
I was definitely, like, very outspoken in high school. Definitely got kicked out of a few classes for speaking my mind. I talked way too much. Got changed seats, like, way too much. Detention.
Yeah.
A handful of times for speaking way too much and disrespecting teachers. But, like, sometimes, you know, you just gotta say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Like, get it together, pal. Yeah. Anyways, that'll be another story for another day. But, anyways, that's kind of our high school experiences. Yeah. So.
Kind of different, but, I mean, similarities.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we were quite opposites in high school.
Definitely. I wish we could have been, like, I wish I could have seen you more in high school.
Yeah, like, if I was in grade 12 and you were in grade 9, like, had 1 year together or something.
Yeah, but then, like, that's also, like, grade 9, like, people call you squids.
That's true.
And you're kind of, like, scared and weird, right? Yeah. But, anyways, all good. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Chat soon.
Bye.